What's going on, Kid Nation? Every time I ask someone how to get smarter, I get told, you gotta read more. You gotta read more. And if you're gonna read something to get smarter, you might as well read something by somebody super smart, like Bill Nye. He's got a new book out. It's called Everything All at Once, and he is on the phone with me right now. Hello, Mr. Nye.
Greetings.
Oh, it is so great to hear your voice and get to actually talk to you. This new book is out. It's all about unleashing your inner nerd, right? So you're trying to figure out what you're really passionate about, nerdy about, and then use that to your advantage?
Yes, exactly. You've crystallized my thoughts.
What do you define as a nerd? Because I would call myself a nerd because I like a lot of like superhero movies and The Walking Dead comic books. Does that make me a nerd?
Well, you're passionate about it. That's a big thing, right?
Right, but it's not going to change the world like I think you're looking to get us to do, right?
That passion could change the world. That's my argument. If you really embrace that feeling about something you love, we can use that to improve the quality of life for people everywhere.
I love that you got science to be very mainstream back in the 90s with Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and I love kind of the reboot with Bill Nye Saves the World on Netflix. You have a whole lot of people following you. You got like Neil deGrasse Tyson came after you, and now he's a huge deal. And so scientists have become a famous group. Do you see yourself as a pioneer in that?
Yes,
industry?
It's all me. Yes. I grew up with a guy named Mr. Wizard, Don Herbert, and he had a television show. If he were still alive, his 100th birthday was earlier this week. But, guys, I'm playing the hand I'm dealt. I mean, I came of age as an engineer at a time when the U.S. was abandoning the metric system, making the Ford Pinto car. There was a lot of things to be concerned about, so I wanted to get people excited about science so that we'd have more scientists to address these problems.
Do you know how tall you are in using the metric system? Could you tell people how tall you are?
What do you mean, 183 centimeters?
Yeah.
When you travel in other countries, you'll learn Celsius, and it's not that hard, everybody.
Right.
You
well,
have 10 fingers.
Yeah.
That's where they got the metric system. You don't have 12 fingers. You don't have 5,280 feet. You'll find a cubic meter is pretty good, so is a liter. 750 milliliters is very close to a fifth of a gallon. Very, very close to a fifth of a gallon.
I know that from my tequila consumption.
Yes, shocking. Shocking. But I'm glad you know it.
Do you have a favorite element?
Well, I say all the time, don't really have a favorite element. I have a favorite compound.
Okay, hit me with
and
it.
And that's water.
Oh, well.
Water is my favorite compound, H2O, yeah. But I am, like so many people, I'm fond of rubidium.
Okay. I haven't heard of that one in particular. I really stay like 1 through 5 or 6. I don't go much further
than
that.
I like carbon.
Yeah.
Huge fan of carbon.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of it. I'm made of a lot of it. That's part of why I'm into it.
So we also have some big planetary stuff going on very, very soon. We got a total solar eclipse going to be visible. Is that visible over the continental United States? I think you're going to be in Nebraska for that, guy.
The most populous country. Going to get a fabulous view of it. Get under the eclipse. Experience totality.
And how do I...
And check out the Planetary Society website, as we like to say, planetary.org.
How do I view it? Like, do I just make like a pinhole in a piece of cardboard? I feel like that's what I learned as like a little kid.
No, what you should do, you should go to teachersource.com and buy some eclipse glasses.
Ooh, okay.
And these are sunglasses that are sufficiently dark that you can stare right at the sun. Right at the sun.
I had a crazy idea about how to colonize Mars, and I want to see if you have any thoughts on this. What if we make it like
a... First of all, we don't want to colonize. We want to settle.
Settle, okay.
Colonizing's gotten a bad rap.
Good call. But I was thinking, and I already know you're going to tell me I'm a moron for this. What if we turn it into like a penal settlement, like a prison? So we send our prisoners up there, and they can get the ball rolling. And then we'll follow up after that.
I think it would be a death sentence.
Yeah.
People. Everybody, I think people haven't taken into account how inhospitable, how hostile Mars is.
But
it's crazy cold, and there's no air. You can't breathe.
We don't use that
you
much anyway.
You will notice that immediately. Yeah, you will notice that right away. And, you know, if you live in a dome on Mars and you decide to go outside, you can't go outside. You got to put on a spacesuit, so you're just in a smaller dome.
Right, right.
Like, you guys, it's you don't want to live on Mars.
I would think.
Any more than you want to live in Antarctica. Yes, people visit Antarctica. We have a science base in Antarctica, but you don't go live there.
Whenever I watch you on television, I feel like I'm looking, like you look like a chef with all of your different concoctions that you're making. Are you a big cook? I feel like you would be a big cook.
I'm a cook. I do cook. I'm not a great chef. I am a cook.
Okay. And do you have any other hobbies you like to do in your very little downtime?
I like to ride my bike, and I have big fun with my toy trains.
Oh, cool.
I really do enjoy my toy trains.
Do you have
engage trains?
Do you have a workshop at home? My dad has this big workshop with a bunch of tools and stuff, and I imagine yours is probably pretty neat.
I have a workshop, yeah. I work and shop in my workshop. I have a garden where I grow things to eat.
Oh, really?
I have a lot of string beans this year.
I was hearing it's a good year for string beans.
So often the case, zucchini's going crazy again this year.
I am learning so much about gardening right now. I have a couple of just really dumb questions for you to wrap this guy up. Is the Cheeto a chip?
It's not my issue.
Okay. And this one. Got it. And this next little bit is probably not your issue either, but Conor McGregor or Floyd Mayweather, who wins?
No, I don't know.
No? Okay, cool.
We got to run the test. We got to run the test.
All right.
Pugilism, we're not a big fan of that. You know, it's really the idea of the interaction is to cause brain damage to the other guy, which you really don't want for anyone because we need these people to be productive and pay taxes.
Yes,
but
sir.
It's their business. Who am I to judge?
Well, your business is trying to save the world and trying to give the people the power to learn and help themselves. And I think that your new book that is out now, Everything All at Once, is a great learning tool for that. And I hope that people get it. And you know what? Get the hardcover if you get out there and get Everything All at Once. Get the hardcover. It makes you look a lot smarter when people see it on your shelf. And then read it cover to cover. Thank you so much, Bill Nye. I really appreciate
you
talking to me.
Let's change the world.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.